Brighton Festival 2018.
Next Friday, the 25th of May, it's an Afro-futurist party coming to the Brighton Dome in the form of Brownton Abbey. From the folks that brought Mickey Blanco to the Brighton Festival in 2017 comes Brownton Abbey, the Afro-futurist collective taking you to church. The evening's billed as a queer pastoral performance party that will transform Brighton Dome into a kaleidoscopic off-world temple. Well, what on earth is all that about? We're going to find out in a moment. First of all, we should hear some music from it. I actually saw Big Frieda probably about 3-4 years ago playing at the Haunt to about 30 people. A stunning gig. It was one of those gigs where you should have been there. But Big Frieda is bringing her stuff to this event. This is Big Frieda, and the track is called Rent. Yeah, loving that. Big Frieda, and the track is Rent. Big Frieda is one of the stars appearing at Brownton Abbey. So with us to explain more what this kaleidoscopic off-world temple is all about, we've got Tariq El-Mutawakkil, who's the producer and programme at the Marlborough Theatre here in Brighton, and Rob Jones from the Brighton Festival. Welcome to Radio Reverb.
Hiya.
Hi.
So this is a co-commission between the Brighton Festival and the Marlborough. How did all that come about?
Oh, well, we did Mickey Blanco together last year, and we've been friends for a while.
When we were talking about it recently, we realised that actually part of the reason why we kind of really started to really connect in terms of wanting to make something together was after seeing some work that was really problematic, that was kind of using queer people of colour rather than elevating. They kind of feel like kind of being using them as tools, and we were just like, this is messy when it's in the wrong hands, when it was just like some...
We really bonded over that. We've been friends for a while, but actually that kind of galvanised something, and we kind of saw a common purpose and interest in the way we wanted spaces to feel for everyone, not just certain types of people.
And as queer people of colour ourselves, it made sense to us that that's something that we would want to be working with other... We will use cutie-poc artists, queer, trans or intersex people of colour.
Don't give us more letters.
Have you never heard cutie-poc?
Oh, that's the one. You've got to know that. You've
thought about the cutie pox.
Absolutely.
That's a good one. I like cutie pox. So, Herman, what is this kaleidoscopic off-world temple then?
It's a big party, and it's a party that is inspired by stuff that I've done. It's inspired in some way by the sort of stuff that I have created in festivals, but taken onto a much bigger level. There's performance happening all over the place, on the stage, in the auditorium, in a separate room.
There's a secret breathing womb for like small groups of audience members at a time where you go in and have this beautiful kind of breathing experience with this gorgeous artist called Rhea Hartley. You discover things, you feel things, you move around,
So, it's kind of, it's complex in a way, but I think that's also like the people that are involved in making it, you know, where we're not just one thing. No one is really just one thing.
Sure, completely.
So looking at it, and I mean, you've said, you know, okay, it's a kaleidoscopic off-world temple, but actually it's sort of club night. So my question would be, is it right that a club night's in the festival?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, I think this is a really great way of engaging with people that don't maybe normally
come to the festival. And we've done them in the past. We've had African Dance Party for 2 years running, we did. We've done party nights, club nights, but this is definitely more than... I mean, you could come just to have a drink, see Big Frieda, have a bloody good dance, listen to amazing DJs, but get so much more. Incredible performance that says something, that will, you know, bring people together and kind of, do something different.
The way that I see a party, that party is not just a party, at least when I put a party on. It's never just like...
No, I was going to say, I mean, I asked that from a background of someone who has for many years loved Ducky, and the fact that Ducky as a club night always has some element of artistic performance. So it's how you then make the people that come along to club night see that actually maybe art is something they could do and culture outside of the clubbing experience. Or is that trying too hard?
Absolutely. There's a way of audiences who would not normally engage with performance art or live art, and they actually have it in their faces. And also similarly, audiences who normally maybe don't engage with the clubbing experience are able to experience that as well. Because personally, when I go to music festivals, art and music festivals like Glastonbury, those are the spaces when I really connect with live art and performance art and these kind of weird and wonderful things. When you're more free, rather than being in a gallery space, and it's kind of in galleries, I always feel like things are a bit dead.
You have to behave, and you have to sit and stand a certain way, and this kind of and you often loosened up.
Yeah, and you often don't feel like, particularly if you're like a person with intersectional identities, you don't necessarily feel that is a space that you're meant to be in.
Yeah.
People kind of look
yeah.
at you
yeah.
like, why are you here? And so there's something about creating a space where we can all feel that we're meant to be there.
Yeah.
Kind of like this critical mass of like, this is a place for us where we can be present and represent all the different interesting parts of ourselves and be our full selves.
It sounds to me like there's another side of the coin, though, in that you might want to maybe discombobulate people, maybe put people a little bit outside their comfort zone, offer the unexpected.
Well, yeah, why not?
It's going to be a mix of both. I'd like to have people, in a way, a bit out of our comfort zone, but then also there's lots of things that we're putting to make sure that people are comfortable.
Yeah.
Whether it's through the accessible ways that we have. We've got BSL interpreters. We have space for wheelchair access. There's a lot of seating in the venue as well, so we've taken the dance floor out, but you can actually
if you're not someone who could stand and dance all night long, that's completely it can work for you as well
and watch
space.
And enjoy. So we do also want people to be comfortable, but in a way that they maybe haven't experienced before.
Yeah. When Melita asked that question, I wish people could have seen the cheeky grins on both of your faces. We have two men with big smiles and cheeky looking. I mean, there's a glint in your eyes. It's like, yeah, we might discombobulate some people.
I hope so. I mean, I've got a few little techniques, I think, that when you come into the space, it should feel like, oh, this is different.
You're going to be seeing the Dome Concert Hall in a way that it's never been presented before. There's some gorgeous pieces of set and elements of design that are going into
it. So what is the actual lineup then, as well as the what's who have you got?
So we have Ria Hartley, Malik Nasad Sharp, Lasana Shabazz, and
Rachel Young.
Rachel Young.
With DJ sets from DJ Jamu, who does Gal Pals, and Sister Selecta, who do have their show.
They have their own radio show and they DJ all over Brighton.
Yeah.
It's all of these people are queer people and people of colour, or queer aligned people of colour.
Yeah, and have a good, on the whole, either from Brighton or have a really strong connection to the place.
Are you seeing this as a springboard to maybe something which went on a bit longer, maybe a festival over a couple of days?
I would really love to see Brownton Abbey in festivals. Something that really occurred to me last year when I was doing a few festivals. Just there are now spaces, for example, at Glastonbury, there is the Sisterhood, which is a place that is it's run by women.
Yeah.
It actually is only for women to go inside, which I love. I would love to see a place that was run by queer people of colour, or just people of colour, like that. I've never seen that at a festival, and what that would mean to have our own space. So I would love to see Brownton Abbey going to all sorts of different places. But also, I feel like there's something about it being in cities as well, and going to places where communities actually exist.
Exist and need it. This is a breath of fresh air. There aren't many things like this. And should we talk about Saturday service?
We should talk about Saturday service.
Yeah, we'll let you, yeah.
I looked at that and I thought, how are people going to get up on a Saturday after the Friday night? But you can explain what Saturday service is and then I can ask that question maybe.
Yeah, well, it starts at 1, so that's a lot more, you know, not crack of dawn. And it's basically another sort of communal moment for people to come together from the night before. And it's kind of just
it's a reinterpretation of a church sort of event in our own way. And so, and same with Brownton Abbey as well. A lot of what this was behind us is kind of like our own sort of little spiritual, finding our own way of having spiritual moments.
Yeah.
So that is what will be happening on Saturday afternoon. There'll be food. We'll be playing some music. We'll be just chilling out together. And actually, again, the reason why I really wanted to have the Saturday service was because I thought we're gonna meet a load of brilliant people on the Friday night, and we're gonna, and a lot of people are like, oh, I didn't know you lived here in Brighton.
Yeah.
There's more of us than we thought, but we might not get a chance to like connect and to like swap numbers. And I wanted to have like another moment where we're like, okay, here you are.
Do that.
I like your moves in the dance floor last night. Let's talk some more.
How does that work with tickets? Is that the same ticket, or you have to get a ticket for
You can buy a ticket for the Saturday service. It's only a small cost of £3.
It's £3.
Just put towards the food. But if you really, really can't afford that and you've bought a ticket to the main event, let us know and we'll see what we can do.
Get you in, no worries.
Yeah.
No worries. We just want people to show up and have a nice reconnect.
We want people to come and enjoy it and be present.
So you can go on the Friday night, 8 till late. You can go home late, wake up at about midday and think, I'm a bit peckish. Oh, I can go to that service.
Exactly.
Bring some food too. It's going to be like a bit of a sharing thing.
Where is it?
In the basement on Kensington Street.
Yeah.
I think that's the address, yeah.
You two look like you're buzzing. You're looking really excited.
It might be the lack of sleep.
We're really excited. We've been talking about this for over a year, and it's next week.
It's very exciting.
And it's going to be wonderful. And it's that thing of we've thrown a party. We really hope you like it.
Yeah.
Like, You can.
Should be a really positive experience.
Yeah. I wonder what you're going to be like at about 8 o'clock. If everyone's going to arrive fashionably late, or are you going to, you know, what are you expecting?
That's a really good point. That people need to come on time because you're going to miss some of the performances.
Okay, so it does start at 8.
It starts.
And when the dome says late, isn't necessarily what most people might translate.
Yeah, it's not going to be like dome late.
After 11 o'clock, is it midnight?
No, we'll go after
just beyond midnight. Just beyond midnight.
Then you'll turn into pumpkins.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you could even leave just after midnight and get a taxi and head back to London if you're listening in London.
Which people are. Okay. Well, Tariq El Moutawakil, Rob Jones. It's Brownton Abbey is taking place at Brighton Dome next Friday, 25th, 8 till late. Tickets £15. Standby tickets for £10 may be available.
Yeah, there are. And there are some ticket offers out now. So BA10 will get you a £10 ticket.
Oh, there we go. There we go. There's the secret code.
Yeah. Also, there's a cheaper ticket for community groups. And if you contact the Dome, we'll tell you the code for that.
And isn't there a pay it forward thing happening with the Dome as well this year? So if you can't afford a ticket, you can call up the Dome and there should be some tickets that are just there.
Through the festival's pay it forward scheme. Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. I think that's all bases covered.
You can't avoid a ticket, more or less, it sounds like.
Brownton
Abbey. Get yourself a ticket.
Tariq and Rob, thank you very much for joining us on Radio Reverb. Good luck next week and good luck with many more.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.